You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
All right. Hey, it's the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, and there is music playing in the background, and you are...
I'm Camille Veronica.
And this is playing. Who knows this song? Woo! At all. Celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, to our beautiful listeners, yes, it has been 3 years that the V-Spot has been coming to you, sharing some very vulnerable spaces with you, opening up, giving you an opportunity to just really hear our conversations, some of the things that we like to talk about. So we're just celebrating our birthday, and yes, that was Stevie Wonder, the famous and acclaimed. I don't think anybody else has done a birthday song better. In fact, it is the birthday song that everybody should be singing in some format during their birthday celebration, because it just brings so much joy.
Indeed.
How are you doing?
I am exceedingly well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
You're really exceedingly well?
Yeah, I am.
And abundantly, just exceedingly. You left off the
No, I just told you what I am.
Oh, you just...
Okay.
I'm just checking,
I told you what I am. Now, if you are...
of the abundance, if I'm of the abundance...
Then praise be, okay?
Praise be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am... I'm starting my morning off really early. I actually... I'm probably in lunchtime by now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in lunchtime. If you start like at 4, then you're in lunchtime. This is lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the day is starting off. It's busy.
Okay.
How is it playing on my life? I'm in that mode of getting it done.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm just in the mode. Let's get it done. And so that's what we're doing. We're getting it done. But I wanted us to just really come to our listeners, and I recently spoke to Camille Veronica about a decision that I've been pondering over, and she actually helped me to come up with it. The final, well, she was added to the reason why this is also a great time to make this move for us. And it is just to say that the V-Spot is going to take a moment of silence. That's what I call it. It's going to be a moment of silence. And here's why I'm calling it that. I have been engaged in a lot of reflection, self-reflection on, you know, the things that, you know, life has put before me, you know, and we all have assignments. We all have been given assignments. And I think we all want often we want them to continue, kind of like relationships. We never want them to end. Who wants a good thing to end? I mean, not really anybody, you know. You don't want it to end. And I don't think that it necessarily ends, but I think it makes a turn, you know, it makes an adjustment. And as much as I loved college and as much as I love a lot of things, I didn't want to stay there after the 4 years. I was there like 4.5, really, if you count my summers. Shit, you can probably count that 5. if you count all my summers. but it was fun while it lasted, and it had to take a turn. And so I had spoken with Camille, and I said, listen, this is what, it was through text, really. This is what I'm thinking. And she had already actually given me, you, I'm saying it like you're not on the call, right? You had already said, listen, this is your show. I'm here to support you. Really here because I drug your butt here. But,
no, yeah. I willingly let you drag me.
Yeah, willingly let you. Drag
okay, me. Thank you.
Yes, and she said, you know, this is, you know, it, what, and this was prior, literally prior to me even having the thoughts, and about what the next thing was while I was in Tennessee. And that was literally what come up. But, you know, she gave you permission. Like, she did. She gave you permission. She knows, you know. And I kind of, you know, you always want to kind of play into it. Yeah, this will give you more time to do your thing. And what did you say?
I told you this was...
Let me tell you. Her response was stuck. Listen, listeners, if you guys ever get to meet my niece, let me just tell y'all, my niece is better than both of her parents, her uncle, every. She is so much better. But when I say she is the best part of her mother. Woo! Like the best part of her mother. But the response that her mama gave. You see she laughing, right? The response that she gave was so in line to what my niece would say. And that's just because ain't nobody got to lie around here.
Ain't nobody
got to lie. What you said? You remember what you said? I remember what you said.
I think it was to the effect that, you know, that, you know, I'm supportive of your decision, but don't think that what we're doing is getting in the way of what I'm doing.
Like you don't try to pass that buck over to me.
Right,
to make
right.
It seem like I'm gonna start doing more podcasts. And I'm gonna do
what I've been doing now. Stuff's still gonna happen, but don't look at it like, oh yeah, I need to get this out of the way so you can do more. No, bro, really? No, mm-mm. But I appreciated the thought that you were trying to put around that. I did appreciate that. I was like, duly noted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And it has nothing. You know. It really. When I sat back and I thought about it, even took this last week for, you know, our avid listeners, who were like, what happened to last week? Yeah, I took mm-hmm. last week to make sure that, you know, I was ready for this shift. And the reason why is because when you invest this much energy into being vulnerable, you become addicted to being vulnerable.
Mm.
And that was the message that came to me while I was in Tennessee. I cannot allow the constant triggering reminders to become the permanent position of my life when dealing with these things, when dealing with these issues and concerns. And, you know, we've actually went 3 years and we might have had a few fingers and toes repeats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, but for the most part, everything content wise, I mean, has been really all fresh, you know, what they call it. What's the anointing when it's the fresh?
Sorry. Fresh? I've been dealing with stale anointing, so I'm not sure that I have the terminology.
I need you to know what it's, and I know what it is. It's that fresh anointing, you know, it's been really fresh because it really has come out of our lived experience. Not to say that either of us are checking out of here, so we still gonna have some experiences. It's really just taking a moment of silence and understanding the level and the importance of solitude and letting listeners go back and listen and find themselves in what we have shared and vice versa. I spent some of last week downloading much of our content, just because technology gets kind of haywire. And quite frankly, I don't want to lose any of what we have put out there in the atmosphere. I like it to be like almost a, you know, a journal.
Mm-hmm.
It's become like a time capsule, time journal. And I like that, you know, and I appreciate even like, you know, platforms like Facebook that gives us that reminder that pops up randomly, you know, to tell you what you had posted on this day, if you posted anything on this day. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you posted multiple things on this day within a year. And it's very surprising. It shouldn't be, but it is somewhat surprising to me when I see some of the very things that I posted still relevant in this very essence of the day. Now, it doesn't mean I haven't moved past the situation, but it just means it's still, it was almost as if it was predicting the position or placement of where my life would be before, you know, speaking things as though they are type of thing. And so in this moment of silence, here's what I've committed to Terrence Vessel and doing, and some of which is going to probably allow us to come back, at least, you know, to put some, drop some maybe days on the vulnerable space, not as consistent as we've really been, you know, at giving you days that you can look forward to, but we might just pop up with something fresh and something good, you know, just because it's there, you know. And again, the podcast platform, as long as I know, Anchor will have it on there. And, you know, we'll possibly put it in other places as well. So I did not want to take up all the time, but I do want to give Camille Veronica a very loving thank you for traveling this journey with our listeners and pushing me to do this, right? To remind me, I never forget the day I was standing in the kitchen, and you said it. You need to do this podcast. You're doing it, you know. And literally, I will say in that moment, I was like, yeah, but if you do it with me, like, yeah, you do it with me. You got to do it with me. You know, it's because it was nothing that I felt like. The chemistry and the love that we bring in our conversations is what made for me an important instrument to bring to play for the audience, you know, and in doing that, I just really am grateful to you because you allowed my commitment to be there. You know, you know, oftentimes we want to do things and we say we're going to do things and we never do it. And this has perhaps been some of the most consistent things in the 3 years that we've done it that I've done. And it's helped me to be consistent in other areas of my life, you know, being committed to our audience, really being committed to the conversation. It really did. It added value to other areas of my life that we didn't even talk about on the B-Spot. I thank you for that. I think I know, you know, the love that I have is most definitely not something that I could have given myself. It literally is from the Most High. And it just exudes out of me and for you. And just, you know, I thank you. And you just let me drag you on along. I feel like that's very important.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, at the end of the day.
You did wear your new pants.
Yes, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm going to be dragged, I'm going to enjoy the dragging.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't let everyone drag me into anything. Mm-mm. So I too have enjoyed the journey. You know, I had been thinking about the text that you sent, and I just kept saying, okay, let me be quiet and allow you to lead. It's difficult a lot of times for us when we are so used to being in charge, or I know I have issues around controlling stuff, and that's always been my
tourist thing.
Yeah, I really do. I really do. And it's always been my point of conversion is when I surrender, you know, look at what happens. And so when I received the text from you and I said, okay, now, all right. Now I know you don't enter into anything lightly. So I said, well, this is not one of those moments where I should say, are you sure? I just said, okay, let it be. But then the days after receiving that text, I was wanting to do things. I said, no, allow Vessel to lead. because that's what I believe this whole experience was really about. Not just about that, but it was one of the things is allowing you to, I mean, you lead all the time, but this is a different capacity.
It was, yes. Oh yeah.
This is a completely different capacity. And so allowing that to happen, allowing you to articulate the vision you had for us, because what I realized the minute you came back with the email that you sent me that described what the V-Spot is, kind of like creating a trailer of our own at that time. That's when I realized, wait a minute, this is, he has an actual clear vision for this. So let me, again, allow me to step back and be as supportive as possible in this. And so in that process, even these few days of kind of waiting to see, okay, so, or, okay, so you made this announcement. Now what, you know, even that, just being okay with being silent for the moment, and trusting that whatever it is that you have envisioned, you are still envisioning. So not to take it as, well, what are we going to do? Oh, how are we? And on the other side is that, even though you made the comment about making space for me to do other things or to do the things that I'm trying to do, you know, I appreciated that. But at the end of the day, I was like, bruh, I'm going to do what I do, you know, because I am so secure that I'm in a place where I only accept the things, I only accept to do things that I actually want to do. I don't, I mean, I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. And whether or not that is money earning or not, I still only select the things that I want to do. If I'm going to be resentful or have a funky attitude or find myself talking under my breath when you've left me, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. And this was not one of those things. And so I thank you for introducing vulnerability to me in a way that I was not expecting, or I don't even think I've really exposed myself to. As sensitive as I think I am and as open as I think I am, conversations with you really pushed me further. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I did not see this. I was not prepared for this. So I'm grateful for the process. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful that you trust me enough to allow me to, you know, come on this journey with you. I'm grateful for new insights in terms of my own vulnerability and even using the language of vulnerability, you know, to actually say, this is what I desire, or to be open to the fact that I may be hurting right now, or I may be in a great space right now, or I can't put words to it, but I know I need you to be around me when I'm feeling this, or whatever it is, you know, and also just to be accountable. One of the things about doing a podcast with another person is you are way more accountable.
Yeah. You are
because the other person is waiting on you to listen or edit or or be on time for the recording or you know make time for the recording or
that's right yeah
right so it's a you know this has been a great journey for me as well, and I'm grateful that you're saying that it is taking a moment of silence. Because whatever it is that you have, you know, for next, I pray that, you know, we are able. Oh my goodness, what if you replaced me with some other woman? Oh, not even some other woman, some other person.
Oh my gosh, how dare he?
How dare he? You know, you could put my niece in my spot in a minute.
Now that might be absolutely a great.
I mean, my daughter, your niece, yes.
Absolutely. And
I'm going to tell you now, they ain't ready. They ain't ready.
No, I think there's a show requirement for themselves on their own, right? And you know, listeners, we have been trying to get the two. Listen, I know we brag. I know I can go on and on about my niece and nephew, but but really, even down to, I just really, really, and trust me, I know we're going to come back and we're going to break these moments of silence, because my nephew is in a stage in life that so many of you parents that are the greatest parents on the face of the earth are pulling out your wigs now, right? Because you've already pulled out your hair. So now all you have is your wigs, right?
Right.
To walk into spaces like that, we haven't even, but they have been, they've been inspiration. They are true inspiration. Your kids are inspiration in every aspect of learning to see yourself and how you might have been at that tender age. You know, I think one of the reasons why I stayed in teaching for so long, well, I'm still in the field, but in a different capacity, was because I was always connecting to my, when I was in that age group. Mm-hmm. Like I could, I always felt like it was some way, I don't know how I did it, but there was always a way for me to connect with the feeling and the emotions of being that third grader sitting in that chair. Mm-hmm. And what it felt like when a teacher did this, you know, mm-hmm. and so I would align my practice and my behavior to want to get a more positive outcome, right? So I would offer different things, you know, that maybe I would have wanted to offer as a child, you know. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I had a, I don't know, did you know I had a Zoom with my niece recently? We had to cover.
Oh, for the assignment?
Yeah, for the assignment.
I did know.
Yeah.
Because there's always preparation before she meets with you. I'm going to just tell you that now. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. I don't know how prepared she thought she was going to be for me, which I don't know if she was as prepared as she thought she was going to be for me. But in watching her process, literally watching her process over the computer, how we dissected this lesson together, reminded me how I wanted that for my teacher. You know, I want, and only a few of them gave that to me, actually.
Right.
And they were Black. how ironic. Wow. No, Miss Marshall was not. Miss Marshall was not Black. And she did that. She did that often. But the other ones, the other three were Black. But that in that responsibility, that intention to make me feel like the lesson was really about me learning and not just about you teaching. That was like a moment for me, right? So yeah, this is, you know, again, with us just taking this moment of silence, and what I'm asking our listeners to do, I am asking you to take the time to go through the index of topics that we've touched on and listen at them. You know, you probably missed some that you didn't get to hear. Listen at them, because if nothing more, they were all scheduled to offer help in hosting a conversation or having a conversation with either yourself or with others that may have been too difficult to approach. I know it's very challenging for anybody to talk about molestation. You know, it's a hard thing. It's not something that you just jump right into, you know, and for many of us, we get married, we have kids, we go a long way before we realize the PTSD that's exuding around our space. You know, we've learned how to sweep the dirt under the rug. And so to talk about that, or to talk about, you know, being in an uncomfortable work setting, but feeling like you have to go. I love what you just said. You know, the fact that I'm not doing nothing that I don't want to do. That is a serious freedom.
Give us a free.
That is a true, and to know that that is an option of life, like that is literally, that's on that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all of the above, you know, that and nobody ever wants to consume the fact, or, I mean, assume the fact of that being the case, you know, and so I think more of us are seeing it. I think now with the pandemic and all of the things, you know, we got 10 series, 10 episodes of pandemic talk that I have to go back. And when I was downloading and listen to some of them, like, now, am I really at another place? Am I real? And I can actually say yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. What was considered the new normal is just normal now. Like, mm-hmm. it's now, mm-hmm. Drop the new. You can drop the new after a year. They say 28 days or 31 days of anything you do consistently becomes a practice, right? Mm-hmm. It becomes literally a practice. You know, in the days of a recording, you would have heard me say, you know, practice makes perfect. And we've discussed that's not even the case. Practice does not make perfect if you're not Mm-mm. perfectly practicing.
Right.
You're doing. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go back and listen, and then I want you to apply. You know, being intentional about applying the better parts of what you learn by listening to these episodes, whether it helps to really hem up parts of your relationship, relationships that you had with your partner or with family members or with friends, you know, relationships that have been dangling out there, you know, that you just really wanted to have that conversation and you just never got around to it, you know, making time to address it so that you can live a better life. You know, you can live with that not hanging over your shoulder, you know, talking to that man, you know, who might have, you know, broken your heart, you know, if you feel that it's even worthy of him knowing that, you know, I will admit, you know, somebody may not need to know. You may be better off not knowing how much you impacted me, you know, and let me just deal with it. And then just knowing that, right? Sometimes the resolve or sometimes the closure that you need is not going to happen by offering somebody else your words of acknowledgement. It happens with you understanding and acknowledging that you have a space to do better now, right? And you're healing. So any grappling words, anything you want to say to us?
You know, I think that you have covered it, and all the while, it seems like you still did a topic podcast. Okay.
It is. Everything's a topic.
Yes.
Everything mm-hmm. is. We are mm-hmm. so excited. I am excited in this moment of silence. Remember everybody who has done anything to invest in your life, whether that be on the yin or the yang side. Remember that life in itself is all of what you make it, and that you have been offered a very unique opportunity when you were given life. And if you forget about that, just look at your fingers. Oh, turn your palms upside up and look at those fingers and realize that your fingerprints are the only one that will ever be and that have ever been. And so you must live like that. Like you are the fingerprint to forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so delighted you decided to take this journey with us. All 3 years, we're going to take a moment of silence now. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.